hear further from the word of the Lord. First, as we continue with Psalm 25, for the sake of thy name, O Yehovah, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is this, the man who fears Yehovah? He shall instruct him in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall pass the night in goodness, and his seed shall possess the land. The secret counsel of Yehovah is for those who fear him, and he will make them to know his covenant. My eyes are continually toward Yehovah, for he will bring out my feet from the net. Turn thy faces to me and be gracious to me, for I am alone and afflicted. The adversities of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out from my anguish. See my affliction and my labor, and lift away all my sins. See my enemies, that they are multiplied, and they hate me with violent hatred. O keep my soul and rescue me. Let me not be ashamed, for I confide in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for thee. Ransom Israel, O God, out of all his adversities. We read also from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them. And he spoke this parable to them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say to you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner who repents, more than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine certain passages about how the Lord leads us by hidden paths. When spirits have been prepared for heaven by instruction, this takes only a short time, since the spirits are in spiritual ideas that embrace many particulars at the same time. They are clothed with angelic garments, most of which are glowing white, as if made of fine linen. So dressed, they are brought to a path that leads up toward heaven and are entrusted to angel guards there. Then they are received by other angels and introduced into societies, and there into many kinds of happiness. After this, each one is led by the Lord into his own society. There are various paths by which this is done, sometimes by winding paths. No angel knows the paths by which angelic spirits are led. These paths are known to the Lord alone. When they come to their own society, their interiors are opened, and as these are in agreement with the interiors of the angels who are in that society, they are recognized immediately and welcomed with joy. Now we read from Divine Providence 2:11, the passage from which we read in the children's talk. The reason why the divine providence operates so secretly that scarcely anyone knows of its existence is that man may not perish. For man's own prudence is continually raising the head of the serpent, and the divine providence is continually putting it down. If man felt this, he would be enraged and exasperated against God and would perish. But while he does not feel this, he may be enraged and exasperated against men and against himself and also against fortune without perishing. Hence it is that the Lord, by his divine providence, continually leads man in freedom. And the freedom appears to him to be none other than his own. And to lead man in freedom in opposition to himself is like lifting up a heavy and resisting weight from the ground by means of screws, through the power of which the weight and the resistance are not felt. Or it is like what happens to a man in the company of an enemy who intends to kill him, an intention he is not aware of. And a friend leads him away by unknown paths and afterwards discloses to him his enemy's intention. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.